Hey everybody, this is TJ again with Flashpoint, here to bring to you guys, summer conventions and cons coming up. I have Chris with me.
Hey yo!
My co-host and little brother. So, right now, you know, summer's here, it's getting hot as hell outside.
Like always.
Yeah, I know, right? Just hot for no reason. So, we're here to talk about a couple of the conventions coming up. You know, con time is upon us once again.
MomoCon. If y'all haven't been watching TV, then y'all have issues. MomoCon is basically everywhere at this point.
Oh, yes. They have billboards up downtown. They got
TV commercials.
I remember when MomoCon didn't even have TV commercials.
I remember when MomoCon was free.
Oh, my God. Yes. I think that was when MomoCon was, like, the best. When you didn't have to pay anything, you just showed up at the door, and they're like, hey, come on in. And now it's like, we gonna need that money.
I'm gonna need that check in my hand today.
Today, exactly. So with MomoCon coming up, you know, a lot of cosplayers gonna be out there, a lot of famous voice actors, different panelists. Personally, I've never had time to go to any of the panels. I'm usually cosplayed out, walking around.
Probably dying in your own sweat.
Yeah. I mean, that's the life of a cosplayer, though. You know, build this costume up for weeks at a time. You finally show up at the con, wear it for about an hour. Next thing you know, you're dripping in sweat and all that. So, MomoCon started off at Georgia Tech. It was just a small little idea from a couple of students over there. And then, progressively, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then they started getting into eating the money. So everybody knows when cons start needing money, that's when it starts getting popular. So now MomoCon is the number two con in Georgia right now, next to Dragon Con.
And you wonder why they keep trying to mention Dragon Con in their
commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Dragon Con is trying to get that check on the low, too. So one of the biggest panels I'm looking forward to is the Sailor Moon panel, meeting some of the original voice actors for Sailor Moon. I mean, I grew up on Sailor Moon. Everybody knows if you watched Toonami back in the day, you had to watch Sailor Moon to get to Dragon Ball Z. And you know you weren't going to watch anything else. You were just like, let me stomach this for 5 minutes. And then, boom, you accidentally find out that you care about the characters.
For those who like Cartoon Network and they like Steven Universe, Steven's voice actor is supposed to be there on Saturday.
You know, I'm just now starting to get into Steven Universe. I think it's the music that really draws me
in. A lot of people always get moved by the music and by, like, a lot of the music numbers.
Not so much the animation, but the music. Because you can see that animation on, like, shows like Adventure Time and regular show and stuff like that. But Steven Universe has got the balance, right, for some reason.
Mm-hmm. They got a good balance of story. They have the actual music. They have good drawing.
Exactly. I think one of my favorite parts about MomoCon, to be honest, is the new location they have down there at the Georgia World Congress Center. It's big. It's easy to access. I mean, it's right there at the Omni. You can wheel your stuff right in, go right up to your room, and boom, everything's all gravy.
Also, it's a lot easier to access because the metro is right there. You can easily just take the train from the station. There you are.
Literally right across the street. Oh, my goodness. But more than anything, I'm really looking forward. It's just like every convention I go to. I'm really looking forward to seeing the cosplayers and the costumes. And it's the energy of conventions that I'm really attracted to, the atmosphere.
I'm really attracted to the people. Everybody there.
I think we're all attracted to the people there. Certain people, yeah. You guys know what we're talking about. But it's the friendly atmosphere of it. Everybody's nice to you for no particular reason. It's a non-hostile type of thing. And it's nothing but 4 days of fun. 4 days of fun all the way through. And it's been too long. We've been in the off season for months now. And shit. I'm just happy that it's finally here. It's coming up 2 weeks from now.
Yep. For those who don't know, MomoCon is coming up on Memorial Weekend. So whenever if you guys can take some time off of work, tell your boss, hey, I'm going to need this long off of work.
I'm dying.
Tell them you're dying.
Yes, tell them you're dying.
Or say that, you know, you broke your arm and you may not be able to work that day.
You may have to papier-mâché a cast that following week, but definitely find yourself at MomoCon. I mean, if you've never been to a convention, now is a very good time to definitely go.
MomoCon, even if you can't pay for a pass there, it's still fun even just to look around. So
please, just stick your head in the door for at least 5 minutes, and I guarantee you'll lose yourself in there. It's great. But MomoCon is coming up, Memorial Day weekend. Definitely find yourself there. If not, I don't know what to tell you. You're wasting your time with anything else. This is TJ and Chris with Flashpoint. We will catch you guys on the next episode. Laters.
Later.